I'm Billy Taylor with More Jazz Alive from the third annual Art Park Jazz Festival in Lewiston, New York. In this hour, we'll hear an excellent ensemble led by saxophonist Lee Konitz, one of the true originals of jazz. Lee's uncompromising devotion to his own musical direction has often set him apart from the stylish core of modern jazz. He arrived on the scene in the mid-40s, when virtually every other altoist was hypnotized by the brilliance of Charlie Parker. But in addition to Byrd, Lee heard other sounds. His long association with pianist Lenny Tristano's progressive jazz experiments and his participation in several important recording sessions in the late 40s established him as a part of the cool school of jazz. However, Lee Konitz is neither a follower nor a joiner. He has always been simply Lee Konitz, and there's really no one else like him. Lee's nonet is like Lee himself, beyond category. Let's hear them now with Tom Harrell and John Eckert trumpets, Jimmy Nepper and Sam Burtis trombones, Roger Rosenberg, baritone and soprano saxes, Ben Aronoff, piano, Ray Drummond, bass, Kenny Washington on drums, and on alto and soprano saxophones, Lee Konitz.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. I really love this band. They're very nice guys, these guys. That tune featured Jimmy Nepper at the trombone. And Ben Arnoff at the piano. And that was Without a Song, and that was my arrangement of that song. And now for your dancing pleasure, we'd like to do a very standard ballad that's quite a lovely arrangement of Stardust. Thank you very much. Thank you. This next piece was written by Wayne Shorter, and it's called Footprints. Thank you. One of the great musicians in jazz, Charles Mingus, was able to do public rehearsals and get away with it, so to speak. And there was one section in this piece that didn't sound too good, and I would like to do that over again, if you don't mind, so you'd hear how it really is supposed to go. Anyway, the radio is recording this, and they can dub it in if they want. Thank you. That's a very nice section, and guys were scratching their noses and things and missed it. Happens sometimes. It's hot and everything. Incidentally, Sam Burtis played the bass trombone solo on that last piece. And Tom Harrell played that lovely trumpet solo. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. It's one of my favorite tunes. I love that tune. This next piece was written and composed by, that is, composed and arranged by Jimmy Nepper. This band has made 3 records so far on labels that they're not English names, so I wouldn't be able to call them out to you. But if you look around, you find them someplace in Italy. And Norway, they got one. And they got a couple in Turkey, I think. They said that the record sounded like a turkey. I think the... Anyway, this piece we recorded on our second record, which was actually on a label called Chiaroscuro. And that was a big hit, that record. They printed 1,000 records. That was it. It was a collector's item after that. But anyway, we go on and continue to make records. Some of them hit and some of them miss. This one was one of our hits. This is called, this is a blues called Who You. Thank you. Jimmy Nepper. This next tune is one of our classical arrangements, written by former baritone player in the band, Kenny Berger. It's Wayne Shorter's Nefertiti. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Now we'd like to pay tribute to John Coltrane, play his composition called Giant Steps. This features Roger Rosenberg on the baritone, Tom Harrell on the trumpet, and Ben Arnoff on the piano. Thank you. Kenny Washington, the drum. Ray Drummond, bass fiddle. Great. Sam Burtis, bass trombone. Jimmy Nepper, trombone. John Eckert, trumpet, flugelhorn, and piccolo trumpet. Tom Harrell, trumpet, and flugelhorn. Roger Rosenberg, baritone and soprano. Ben Arnold, piano, myself, Lee Konitz. Thank you very much.
Lee Konitz, one of a kind. Jazz Alive is produced by Tim Owens. Associate producer, Fred Bork. Our production assistant is Wiley Rollins. And I'm Billy Taylor. This program came to you from the 3rd Annual Art Park Festival in Lewiston, New York, and was recorded by Stu Ledger on September 1st, 2nd, and 3rd, 1979. Technical assistants were John Miller and John Worry. Our field producer was John H. Hunt of WBFO Buffalo. Our post-production engineers are Flawn Williams, Marty Curtius, and Renee Pringle. We'd like to know if you enjoyed this program, so why not drop us a line and let us know what you think of Jazz Alive. We'll send you a Jazz Alive schedule in return. Just write to Jazz Alive, National Public Radio, Washington, D.C., 20036. Production funds for this program were provided by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. This is NPR, National Public Radio.